1 hour after sunset, no later.
I'll try as fast as I can, Mike.
Elliot rolled to the forest with E.T. in the basket of his bicycle. E.T. thought the ride was too slow and bouncing.
Too bumpy. I'll have to walk from here.
So he raised that magic finger of his and gave them a lift. The bike soared into the air over the treetops, high as the birds can fly, and higher. He set up his communicator and pointed it at the stars. His strange signal beamed itself out into that place in the sky where night is forever.
It's working!
Nobody had returned E.T.'s phone call to the stars. Back at Elliot's house, the net was closing in. Science had discovered his hideout in the closet upstairs. That night, Elliot and his friends slept in the forest. At dawn, when he woke up, E.T. was gone. Sick with fever, returned home for help.
You gotta find him, Mike.
Where is he?
In the forest. The bald spot. You gotta find him.
Found the little guy, face down in a stream, his body gray all over, gray as ash. Michael gently carried E.T. back to the safety of their home. They snuck him upstairs and laid him down on the bathroom floor. Now was the time to tell Mom.
Mom, would you come with me?
What is it?
Aaron, just come with me.
Michael, what?
Mom, remember the goblin?
Michael, what are you talking about?
Just swear the most excellent promise you can make.
Michael.
She couldn't believe what she saw.
That's terrific.
Her hand went limp. The coffee spilled from her cup.
Sick. I think we're dying.
Mom, it's okay.
tears.
It's not gonna hurt you, Mom.
It's not gonna hurt you.
Michael, get her downstairs!
Samantha, Mama!
Sealed in white protective spacesuits. The military, the government, scientists and doctors invaded Elliot's house. They had zeroed in on E.T. and turned the place into a laboratory and a hospital. A huge plastic envelope came down, covering the entire house. The medical team was moved in on the middle guard.
It has the ability to manipulate its own environment.
Smart. Communicates through Elliot.
Elliot thinks its thoughts.
No, Elliot. Elliot feels his feelings.
They hooked him up to all kinds of machines, but he was fading like a star at morning. But E.T. was gone, where no one could follow. The starfire was out, and he was as cold as the moon.
Creature's pressure is bottoming out. His complexes are slow and widening.
All right, I'm calm. What time is it?
E.T. was gone.
15 hours, 36 minutes. Okay. Let's pack him in ice.
So they placed E.T. in a coffin of ice. I left Elliot alone with them, because Elliot was the one he'd come to across the great ocean of time.